The Committee on Regulated Industries will now come to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Senator Hugel.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lynn, please call the roll.
Chair Hudson?
Here.
Vice Chair Hugel? Senator Beniquisto,
here.
Senator Bracey,
here.
Senator Brandis,
here.
Senator Brannan,
here.
Senator Gibson,
here.
Senator Stubbe,
here.
Senator Thurston,
here.
Senator Young. Quorum's present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. Members, we will start with tab 3, which is Senate Bill 1224 on beverage law by Senator Bradley. Senator Bradley, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I appreciate you putting this bill on the agenda for consideration by you and the committee. Senators, this is a simple bill that merely provides Florida's restaurants and bars the ability to accept at no cost branded glassware from the beer industry. You saw this bill last year. Then it was a vastly different bill. Thanks to members of this committee who offered comments and suggestions, the bill before you today is much different. The language has been narrowed to provide that only wholesalers can give at their discretion glassware to the retailer. There's no brewer to retailer involvement. This eliminated concerns about brewers having influence directly over retailers and eroding the existing three-tier distribution model. The bill you saw last year provided the ability for a significant amount of glassware to be given. Based on these legitimate concerns, there is now a responsible cap on the amount of glassware that can be given to retailers. No more than 10 cases can be given by a wholesaler to a retailer per year. When you take these two provisions into account, it provides that a wholesaler can provide only a limited amount of glassware directly to the retailer without brewer influence or involvement. So I come back to the point that this is a simple bill, merely giving Florida restaurants and bars the ability to accept at no cost branded glassware from the beer industry, and I ask your support.
Thank you, Senator Bradley. Members, are there any questions for Senator Bradley?
Yes, Senator Young, and I will open it up so you guys can go back and forth.
Thank you. I just have one question. I just want to make sure, because this has changed, and I've seen this many, many times. You said 10 cases per year. At one time, it was 10 cases per brand per year. Are we now at 10 cases total per year?
It's 10 cases that include up to 24 pieces per case of single-service glassware per brand, per licensed premises, per calendar year.
Okay, and the House bill is different. The House bill, doesn't it say 15 cases per year period?
I'm not tracking the House bill, but okay. I'm committed to this this bill.
All right, thank you.
Yes, Senator Gibson, and again, I will open it up so you guys can go back and forth.
I just have one, and I think you explained it. I just want to be clear. So the bill that you're filing is where we actually left off last year with some consensus?
That's a great question, Senator Gibson. I thought after I left regulated industries that I would never do an alcohol bill again. This issue attracted my interest when it was going through the process last year because I felt like it was an option that should be available to beer because as beer competes with wine and liquor and other forms of alcohol offerings, I think that having this glassware is an important feature. And so I thought the issue was something that was important. But I also am sensitive to the idea that, like I think you, where this thing started last year appeared to not take into consideration some of the legitimate concerns that were raised by the distributors, and where it started would have caused me great concern. And so when I said to the folks who are concerned about the issue, look, I'm happy to advocate because I think it's the right thing to do, but we need to start at a place where we account for all the good work that was done by you and others on this committee and not back up and start this negotiation from the beginning. So this short, that's the long answer to a short answer, which is yes.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, seeing none, we'll now go into public comment. The first appearance form I have is Ryan LaPete with the Florida Brewers Guild. You, sir, are recognized.
Hello. Thank you for having us here today. Ryan LaPete, Florida Brewers Guild, also a deep brewing company here locally in Tallahassee. We're a small startup brewery. We're about almost 18 months old. We just started distribution here in Tallahassee, only Leon County, back in May, so about 8 months in now. So this bill for us, as written, even distributed only in Leon County, is probably going to end up, if we're going to try to compete on the same field as some of the larger breweries that will be able to, like, give away glassware to the accounts around here in town, can cost us probably about $10,000 or $12,000. So right now, as written, we can sell our glassware to our distributor, who can then sell it at cost, which we feel is perfectly reasonable for someone to pay cost for the glassware. So for us to incur that cost now as an advertising expense or, you know, something, it's the difference in us hiring, you know, maybe another server, another part-time position at the brewery. And as we grow, you know, as me, kind of the head brewer, owner, also director of the janitorial services around the brewery, it can give me, like, one more night off. So it's a big thing for some of us smaller guys to not have to answer the question from some of our vendors on whether we can offer them 10 cases of glasses a year through our distributor. So, you know, really, from the small guys, we're opposed to this bill. So,
thank you. Thank you for your time. Next, we have Melissa Ramba with the Florida Retail Federation. Waving in support. Thank you. Eric Chris with the Beer Industry of Florida. You, sir, are recognized. And we do have a lot of public appearances on this and another bill with an hour and a half committee, so I appreciate if we can get our points across and be brief and
yes, Mr. Chairman.
Kind of stick to hitting your points.
I'll be brief.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, thank you very much. Eric Chris, president of the Beer Industry of Florida. I just wanted to lend a little context to the situation here, because you don't often see beer distributors and craft brewers on the same page with regard to alcohol policy. But our members are not only some of the largest across the state, they also have very diverse portfolios. Big brands like Miller and Coors, and large imports such as Heineken and Corona, and also big craft brands, really big craft brands like Sierra Nevada and Sam Adams, and those are distributed across the country. But what's happened over the last few years is that companies like Swamphead in Gainesville, Lake Tribe in Tallahassee, Deep in Tallahassee, have signed on with beer distributors, and our job is to sell their beer. And I want to make this point really clearly. The term beer distributor is a nondescriptive term for what we do. We are the primary sales force for all of these small craft breweries. They don't have, for the most part, salespeople, and if they do, they have one or two. And it's our job to go into a Mexican restaurant or a craft beer bar or a sports pub or a big national chain and help that chain determine how to maximize its sales and its mix of beer taps. And we would very much like to do that without the influence of free stuff. And I want to... This is my last point. The influence of free stuff, I can't emphasize that enough. The bill sponsor points out about the competition between the beer segment and the wine and spirit segment, and I don't disagree with that entirely, but there was an email going around, for example, a Facebook advertisement telling retailers that they ought to sign on to this bill and support it because it costs $1,200 to $1,400 a year for glassware. That's not about promoting the beer industry, okay? That is a grassroots appeal for free stuff by retailers, and we reject it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to, Senator Thurston, I'm going to open the floor up for you for questions. You recognize it.
Mr. Chris, you, I heard that the bill was presented as being better than it was last year. Have there been improvements to this bill that makes it more palatable for you?
There have been some improvements. The number of cases have been lowered, and we commend Senator Bradley, and by the way, we know and believe that his heart's in the right place on this. We just have a disagreement over the substance of the policy. There are two things that could improve this bill. One would be some level of enforcement and monitoring. Our problem with it is that there's a race to the bottom. 10 cases doesn't mean 10 cases if there's no penalties for breaking the law and there's no monitoring. So if, for example, a manufacturer had to report electronically to DABT every time it gave away free glassware, that would be a significant improvement. And if you went down from, say, 10 to 5 cases, for a promotion that lasts a month or two, 115, 120 glasses will get that retailer through a 2 or 3 month promotion of Stella or Blue Moon or something like that, and that glassware will walk out the door with employees or customers or get broken over a few months, and you really don't need it after the promotional period anyway. So 5 cases, real penalties, and some verification from manufacturer to DABT about what they're giving away, that would be something that would be extremely helpful.
You say that you represent large and small industries. The previous gentleman testified that as a smaller entity, it would be detrimental to him. Can you kind of help me see why that would be if he can get the same glassware that the others can get?
Yes, sir. First of all, and I don't want to speak for the small brewers, but I can tell you as distributors, one of the complaints we have with our small brewers is they don't make enough beer. And the reason they don't make enough beer is because it costs a lot of money, the equipment to make the beer. So not only could the deep head janitor and head brewer get a night off, but he could buy new brewing equipment that would get him more beer into production and into these various accounts. So one is simply a matter of cost. And he's just talking about one county, $14,000 in one county. Most of these craft brewers are in 10 or 15 counties. Some of them are statewide. So you've got to multiply 15,000 times the number of counties to get a real idea of what the annual cost could be to a small Florida craft brewer who was distributed throughout most of the state. And then you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other questions? All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Next, we have Richard Turner, Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association.
Mr. Chairman, we'll waive our time and support.
Waiving and support. Thank you, sir. John Costello with Miller Coors. Waiving in opposition. Jonathan Reese with Anheuser-Busch. You, sir, are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And again, it's your previous comments. I'll be brief. I just wanted to address a question raised by Senator Young and I think also Senator Thurston. The bill that we saw last year did have a brand qualifier with the limitation. So based on some of the concerns that you've heard that we felt were legitimate, if you have a brewer that has a proportionate or a disproportionate amount of individual brands, that may, as some of the concerns have raised, benefit. We have taken that brand qualifier out to put a hard cap of 10 cases in the bill currently. So I just want to make sure that that was clear because I know that was a specific question. So thank you all for the time.
Thank you. Okay, great. Next we have Max, is it Hurley? Tallahassee Bar and Hospitality Association waves in support. Thank you. Josh Abishan with the Florida Brewers Guild.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Josh Abishan with the Florida Brewers Guild. Just rising in opposition to this bill, we represent over 200 craft brewers throughout the state. And if this bill were to pass and the reasons we oppose it, we see this as just going to be another cost on the price of doing business in the state. There's a number of issues with this bill that we would like to see addressed. There's no safeguards from distributors or the vendors. And what I mean is by not cutting out the distributors, I think we would find ourselves in a position where it becomes more the norm to provide classware. And so what we would see is our members getting hit up by the distributors. We'd love to take your beer and go deliver it, but we're going to need 100 cases of glassware before we go give this out. On the flip side, from the vendors, we would love to buy it from the distributor, but you know what? You throw in 50 cases of glassware across the different vendor locations we have, and we'd be glad to take your beer up. By cutting those guys out, the folks that sell directly to the vendors, I think that that's an important step in kind of protecting our folks and giving us another safeguard. Another problem with the bill is there's no reporting. And as Mr. Chris said, without reporting of manufacturers to the AB&T, this could be rife with abuse. Without seeing, you know, on letter who's given to whom, it could easily come in and say, oh, sure, yeah, we've gotten only 10 cases of glassware, but they're getting, you know, 50, 100 cases to different vendors. And really, for us, we see this as the cost exceeds the value. As my colleague from Deep Brewing said, that, you know, his cost could be up to $12,000. For our average brewery with 300 accounts, 10 cases of glassware to provide it with 300 accounts would be $72,000. And for folks that are running on a shoestring budget where the janitor, the head brewer, and the owner are all the same person, a $72,000 hit just to service your 300 accounts is ridiculous, and that cost just doesn't provide us any value. So why is this bill being put forward? It's not out of the benevolence of their heart to provide for glassware, because if you were doing that, there's got to be something added to it. We see this as a thinly veiled attempt to take tap handles away from our craft brewers. Over 75% of our breweries are draft only, so they're not putting beer out in bottles and cans. And so their primary vector for getting to the marketplace is draft sales. And if you've got the largest brewer, who, by the way, they could just buy their own glassware manufacturer and then make it for whatever they want, to give away glassware to take tap handles, that's going to severely dent the impact our folks have in getting their product to the marketplace. The other issue we have, we've gotten plenty of these emails and social media things about retailers saying we demand free glassware, we deserve free glassware, and that they've said up to $1,500 to $2,000 worth of glassware is what they have to buy each year. As one of our brewers mentioned, if I had a bartender that was breaking or losing between $1,500 and $2,000 worth of glassware a year, A, I'd fire him as a bartender, and B, we'd probably have a serious problem with our workers' compensation insurance because there'd be broken glass everywhere. We just don't really see this as something that we should be providing for free. I mean, what's next? The cattlemen providing free steak knives and plates to steakhouses? It's just one step too far, and right now we would strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And last, I have Bruce Trebevis with the Associated Industries of Florida.
Mr. Chairman, AIF waves
their AIF is waving in support. Members, that's all the appearance cards I have on this bill. We are now on debate. Is there any debate on the bill, Senator Gibson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just so that when the sponsor closes on the bill, if he could talk about, I don't drink beer, but I need to understand the tap handles going away. Does that mean that the entity doesn't sell the craft beers, or is, I don't understand the connection between the two, and also the idea of monitoring what's getting given away. That's it.
All right. Thank Senator you. Bradley, when you close, if you can address that. Any other senators in debate? All right, Senator Bradley, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, 2 years ago, then Representative, now Senator Young, and Senator Latvell and I fought really, really hard on behalf of our burgeoning craft beer industry to free the growler and provide them protections, legal protections, as they were under assault. And at the time, my understanding of their view of the world was they wanted the ability to free up the marketplace to compete. And now it's disappointing to see them seeking the protection of the government today. Nothing in this bill, to answer your question, Senator Gibson, would restrict the ability of craft brewers or any other brewer to compete. That's just not a part of this bill. This bill is simple. It's just about Florida restaurants and bars having the ability to accept at no cost branded glassware. And there are concerns that were raised last session in some of the early versions of the bill that there would be so much glassware moving that that could allow people who can afford a lot of glassware, the bigger guys, to have a competitive advantage over smaller entities that couldn't afford as much glassware to move. That's precisely why the bill was amended to keep a level playing field between big and small producers of beer and limit the number of glassware that can be provided at to a retailer at no cost. So the concerns about having something in this bill have an unintended consequence on the little guy versus the big guy, the craft beer versus the bigger producer of beer. I think those concerns were addressed respectfully when it comes to limiting the amount of glassware that can move in the process. So at the end of the day, this is a bill that I think would allow Florida to make itself a leader in the beer industry going forward. I think steps such as this that elevate the customer experience by serving beer in appropriate glassware at our bars and restaurants will continue the trend of giving beer a fighting chance. All beer, no matter who makes it, Florida beer, give it a fighting chance in the world of spirits as it takes on liquor and other trends that are moving in our marketplace. And with that, I close and ask your favorable consideration.
Thank you. Having closed on your bill, Lynn, please call the roll on SB 1224.
Senator Beniquisto?
Yes.
Senator Bracey?
Yes.
Senator Brandis?
Yes.
Senator Brannon?
No.
Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Stube?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Senator Young?
Yes.
Vice Chair Huckel? Chair Hudson.
Yes. And by your vote, SB 1224 is reported favorably. Next, we're going to go to tab 2. Senate Bill 922 on the sale of alcoholic beverages by Senator Bean. Senator Bean, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. A good afternoon to you and committee members. Passenger trains that operate in the state of Florida that serve food and liquor are required to serve alcohol in miniatures only. This bill will provide an exception for operators of intrastate railroads or sleeping cars, and that is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Bean. Are there any questions on Senator Bean's bill? Seeing no questions, we'll move on to the appearance forms. I have one appearance form from Ellen Bogdanoff from Florida East Coast. Waving in support. Thank you, Senator. Thank you. Having done our appearance, we are now in debate. Any debate on the bill, members? Any debate? Seeing none, Senator Bean, having waived close, Lynn, please call the roll on Senate Bill 922.
Senator Beniquisto?
Yes.
Senator Bracey?
Yes.
Senator Brandis?
Yes.
Senator Brannon?
Yes.
Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Stube?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Senator Young?
Yes.
Vice Chair Huckel?
No.
Chair Hudson?
Yes, and by your vote, Senate Bill 922 is reported favorably.
Chairman, members, thank you very much.
All right, members, we are on now tab 1, and it is my understanding that there may be some possible amendments still being worked on, and this bill is actually on tomorrow's agenda as well, so I believe the bill sponsor, would you like to TP this bill to work out some of those issues, and we will bring this up tomorrow's committee?
That's correct.
Okay, so Senate Bill 296 of Beversville Office Center Brandis as TP'd. We'll bring that up tomorrow. Is there any other business in front of the committee? Seeing none, Senator Hugel moves we adjourn. Without objection, so this meeting adjourned.